and
makes it more valuable for you.
And that was the first piece he ever made. Then he made that little bowl and gave to his mother, and he gave her both those things. Of course, he was only 15 when he made those, 14 or 15. And those are things, and well, I'll tell you, I never have been as sick. In fact, I've never been more sick than I was when I found my beds torn to pieces. I tell you, I hadn't noticed them till I went to throw myself across that first bed there. I felt it give and got up. I looked and looked this side and seen me, looked on the other side and saw that piece there. And then I looked at my bed this morning, and there the foot of it was coming apart. So I know it's from where she jerked them, because I told her for years, quit jerking the beds.
Yes.
She'd get the foot and take a hold of them and just jerk them when she wanted to clean back of them, you know. Oh, yes. But it's something all the time, unexpected expense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just life.
Well, your silver keeps beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you put in there now to keep your silver? What do you do to keep it?
Camphor. Little camphor squares.
Mm-hmm.
I used to buy them for 10 cents, and now they're 15, 20 cents a piece. I've forgotten what I paid for them last time. But I just opened the paper there. After I clean my silver and open that paper, and that evaporates,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to keep putting it in.
Mm-hmm.
And when it evaporates, I get new, and I usually keep some on hand unopened. And then I put one on each shelf,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to polish yourself. Just little camphor squares. Last one and one won't do me any good. I have to get several. And then I took the last one and I got so tired of polishing that tray till I put a piece of camphor under that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrapped it with saran wrap and put a piece of camphor. And then I put a piece of camphor in the sugar and one in the cream and one in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put that plastic over it because it looks like nobody's business. But I thought, well, if I'm going to have company, I can always jerk it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget it sometimes.
If you ever have anything squeaking around here, what do you do to fix it? If you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what would you say you could do?
3-in-1 oil.
Is that the best thing?
Mm-hmm. But we've always used. I put some in all the locks here not long ago.
Yeah. You ever get your hands off?
Well, I always take paper towels and hold under it so it won't run down on the door.
Mm-hmm.
But when Grace was here, for years we just, all the years we lived in the house, we just didn't lock doors.
Mm-hmm.
The outside doors, yes, but I mean the bathroom, toilet. And when the door was closed in the bathroom and toilet, you knew somebody was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they stayed cracked open. And we just never locked anything. That's when the four of us, my husband, his mother, and father were all living. And when she died in 36, and we just never did lock anything, because the locks got rusty and bad. And then the reason I have these square things on here, Stanley lost the keys to the doors. Lost his key ring, and I had to have things changed, and they sent a man down here from Stevens, where we've always treated Stevens Lumber Company.